104.7, Andy and Mal, 803, and the Lumineers. Ho, hey.
Hey, ho.
Every time I see it, I want to say hey, ho.
I do the same thing. It's what song does a hey, ho, hip hop parade?
Hip hop parade.
Yeah, that's
ho.
Why. Yeah.
Hey, ho.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the song was inspired.
It might have been.
Hip hop parade, ho.
Yeah. Or Nicki Minaj.
Oh, hey. So, the things that you would rather do, I got one more in here.
Okay.
You would rather shave your head than spend my 4-day weekend driving 7 hours to be with my in-laws that don't like me, and to boot, they want to Black Friday shop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That is a little bit of a bummer there, but...
Especially if you don't want a Black Friday shop. I mean, if you're all into it, then yay. But you're not into it. Mm-mm.
No. Speaking of Black Friday, according to a study by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, broadband internet saves the average family $8,800 a year, or about 13.5% of everything they spend.
Why?
And that's up from last year. Well, here's where people are saving money online. You save $2,497 on entertainment costs.
Oh.
Which is close to 50%.
Like watching Netflix and stuff?
A discount. You get a 20% discount on travel overall. Although that's one thing, though, where, like, if I'm planning a big, big trip somewhere that I've never been before.
A travel agency.
I'm
helps.
Going through a travel agent because I just don't. They know more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it costs me an extra $100 or $200, you're spending $3,000 on a vacation like that anyway. What's an extra $100?
Well, and yeah, especially like you said, a place you've never been.
Yeah.
You know, when you're setting up and you have
I don't even know where to go to find the actual best deal when I'm shopping for travel. So like the best deal I found for our honeymoon to Hawaii was like almost $4,000. And we went through a travel agent and got it for like $2,800.
Wow.
So it was a lot less.
Definitely.
You save $1,740 on housing costs. When you look online for houses or apartments.
Oh.
You save $994 on food, or 25%. It reduces your clothing costs by $1,046.
Dang.
When you buy a car, which obviously you don't do every year, you save about 1.5% on the purchase price by doing research online.
Hmm.
You save $175 by not buying newspapers. You save $161 in gas. I'm not quite sure how that works. I'm not really going online.
So you don't have to go shop around and drive around?
I don't do that anyway. I would rather pay 2 cents more a gallon than shop around for the cheapest
gas. I'm just wondering
gas.
If that's why.
I have no idea. You save $110 on non-prescription drugs, and you save $46 on postage since you pay bills online.
Oh.
Not to mention
emails.
Some of the deals you can get on buying things used.
Yeah. Like Craigslist and stuff.
And eBay, yeah. Or just even the people who they sell, you know, 800,000 of some little thing, sell it for 2 cents over cost and end up making a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But I have a list of the 5 strange songs that were stuck in my head while deer hunting this weekend. One of them is really going to surprise you.
Okay. I can't wait.
Because it's not even really a song.
This makes so much sense because I can't.
I'm in the dead silence.
Yeah, if I was stuck out there in the dead silence with nothing
but
else,
the wind blowing.
I know that I would be, first of all, I'd have probably some really weird, crazy thoughts, and then I would have songs stuck in my head. That's what would happen.
I didn't have any really weird, crazy thoughts. But I did have some songs stuck in my head. I will give you that list coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:20. We're going to top out at 56 today. Nice and sunny. It is 39 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Marijuana is legalized and Twinkies goes bankrupt all in the same month. Well played, America.
Well played. So, if you are, I know everyone's wigging out about the Twinkies going away and stuff. They're not going away.
Chillax.
Yeah, they're going to auction it off and someone else is going to get it. But what there is out there now, Frito-Lay just announced they're releasing a new line of Cracker Jacks infused with caffeine.
What?
You know what they're called?
What?
Cracker Jacked.
Stupid.
They'll contain about 70 milligrams of caffeine in the bag. about the same amount you'd get from a can of Red Bull, but 1/4 of what you'd get from regular cup of coffee.
Okay.
So, should be in stores by the end of the year if you're looking to get Cracker Jacked.
It's dumb.
Cracker Jacked.
Stop. So dumb.
Okay, so I have got a short list here of the songs that got stuck in my head while deer hunting.
Okay.
Some of them are very strange. I don't have a clip for one of them because I couldn't find it.
Okay.
But the number 5 one is not going to seem strange, certainly to you.
Okay.
This was basically the song that got stuck in my head trying to get the other songs out of my head.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay, so the number 5 song that was stuck in my head while deer hunting this weekend. Excellent. Yeah, so Metallica.
I'm not surprised at all.
No. Yeah. That was my go-to sing-along in my head song when I couldn't get the others out of my head.
Never, never land!
Okay, now on to the silly stuff. The number 4 song that was stuck in my head this weekend while deer hunting was...
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
And the worst part is that's the only lyric of the song I know.
Were you humming or just singing the same lyric over and over?
Maggie, I got something I want to say to you. I was probably doing it wrong, but I couldn't get it out of my head. You know why?
Why?
The dog's name was Maggie.
Ah.
That's how that got in there.
That makes sense.
I hear a name or a phrase, somebody says something, it goes into my head and I can't get it out of
there. So if I talk about my sister, do you go, oh, Mandy?
No, because I'm not a big Manilow fan.
Oh,
I never ever heard the song, ever.
It's in that one movie.
The number 3, it was a toss-up between 2 and 3.
Okay.
Songs that are not in my wheelhouse whatsoever. And this one doesn't belong in anybody's wheelhouse.
And this was stuck in your head?
This was stuck in my head for about 2 hours on Saturday.
Oh, yikes.
Afternoon.
Okay.
Why? I have no idea. It just got there. Yeah, not only am I not seeing deer, I got Ashley Simpson in my head. Hello, 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 hello. Yeah.
That's tragic.
And I don't even know how that one got there. If I was... Sometimes when I hear someone say, like, hello, Britishly.
Yeah, like, hello.
Hello.
Hello, and then I'll go,
hello, 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 B-E. This was the one that... let me know that I had a problem.
Oh, okay.
Because there is no reason a 35-year-old man should be out in a field deer hunting and be humming along to this song in his head. Ever.
Oh, boy.
Here it is.
As long as you love me, you're under pressure. 7 billion people in the world.
I'm not hating, believers. I'm just saying, there's no reason...
Year.
I should be humming that in my head while deer hunting. Now, the last one, I don't have a clip for it.
Aw.
I didn't search YouTube, but I might have found it. I didn't think I would.
Okay.
The weirdest song I had stuck in my head this weekend. Why? I have no idea.
Okay.
It was the... Kello TV, this is your home.
Really?
Jingle. It could not get it out of my head.
What weird.
I know.
I wonder because...
It was just stuck. I could not get it out.
Because sometimes they have like the video of like the field.
Maybe that's what prompted it. Because the scenery I had was nice.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's why...
Maybe.
That's why I got it in your head.
It was one of those cheesy scenes and I was actually in one of them.
Yeah.
This is your home. And as soon as I would do that, I'm sitting there like, exit light! Every time, I'm like, get out of my head! Take my hand! This is your home! Oh, son of a... It wouldn't go away. Anyway, okay, so there you go. There's the song stuck in my head while deer hunting. And I was so tempted.
I know I would have had some weird songs in my head.
There were so many times I was tempted to pull out my phone and like start streaming something or playing music off my phone just to get stuff out of my head. But I
had the Humpty Dance stuck in my head yesterday. So I don't know if that helps you at all there.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Yeah. Baby.
Do the hump, the hump.
But you found something.
I was folding clothes.
Who posted this on our Facebook?
Paul is his name. Posted this on our
Facebook.
This
is clean, you're sure?
Yeah, it was clean.
It's 100% clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's clean.
And I'm sure glad it wasn't stuck in my head when I was deer hunting
on
Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. How's it going? Cool. When a song is stuck inside your head, sing this song. Just sing this song instead. Again now, when a song is stuck inside your head, sing this song. Just sing this song instead. It goes like.
Oh my god. All right, I'm sorry.
I kind of like it.
I'm sorry that Mel did that to you. Or whoever. Who was it that posted it on our Facebook?
Paul. You can thank him.
You can thank Paul and comment to him on our Facebook and tell him how much you love that this is now stuck in your head the rest of the day.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 841. During Justin Bieber there, I asked Mel to look up what, because you were confused for a second.
I was confused on the Lincolns.
They were two different movies.
We got it figured out.
Yeah.
I was confusing the vampire one, or not, was it Vampire Slayer? Yeah, Vampire Slayer. Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer versus Lincoln, which just came out, the Spielberg movie that is, they're two different movies. This one has nothing to do with vampires, except that it came out on the same weekend as Twilight.
Yes.
And what was the total
Maybe
amount?
Maybe that's why I was confused.
The total amount that Lincoln made this weekend was what?
$21 million.
And how much did Vampire Slayer make?
$16.5 million.
In its opening weekend. That's so sad. We're almost as interested in a fictional version of Lincoln as a vampire slayer.
I know.
As we are the actual, arguably, has been called the greatest president in the history of our country.
Weird, huh? Yeah. Skyfall was number two over the weekend, 41.5. It's up to 161 million, you know, in the second week.
I wonder if, it's hard to say. The average moviegoer is going to look at the trailers for Lincoln and go, that looks boring. It's like dudes wearing wigs.
Right.
And I cannot wait to go see that movie. I'm fascinated to see it. Lincoln is such an interesting person.
I would much rather go see Twilight or Skyfall. But again, I am not a history buff
that
like you are.
That does not surprise me whatsoever.
Plus, I have to bring Quincy to see Twilight because she's, you know, obsessed. So,
well, on that note, there is a nail polish designed specifically for men. Yeah, it's called Alpha Nail.
Is it clear? Please say it's clear.
It's a new line of nail polish just for men. It comes in edgy, manly sounding colors like concrete, burning rubber, gasoline, pirate gold.
Pirate gold? It's gold?
Benjamin's green and cocaine.
So I'm guessing that's white.
Each color sells for $9.95 online. They come as pens. You use to draw on your nails, not the, like, you know, jar and brush thing that chicks use.
Yeah.
Their website says, quote, it's not those dainty little brushes and girly nail polish containers.
Okay.
So I'm trying. The only.
Would you paint your nails?
No.
Why not?
The only reason I would paint my nails is for an incredibly practical purpose.
Okay.
If I was a catcher and I was catching for a night game so that the pitcher could see my fingers giving the signs.
Oh, that makes sense.
And major league catchers do that.
There is glow-in-the-dark
nail polish.
They'll
put, like, white nail polish on their fingers so that they can see between their legs, see their fingers when they're given the signs. Outside of that, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I'm not a... I like that picture on their website there, though. one reason that they're doing it, they're marketing it, is to cover up ugly nails.
Oh,
oh wow. Nick Gonzalez... Lightweight champion of some type of fighting, KOK,
UFC?
Whatever the... It isn't UFC, it's KOK, whatever that is.
I don't know.
Now, some musicians like to do the guy liner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them are doing the nail polish on their fingers.
You have to admit, the guy liner looks pretty hot on some guys.
Yeah, but look at this couple here. And then the dude's got like this charcoal. That's probably the concrete color on his fingers. It just looks weird. Hmm. It's like, who's that chick's hand on her shoulder?
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to get guys to wear nail polish.
I'm like, not going to do it.
On an everyday type thing.
I would rather shave my head than wear nail polish daily.
Is that what they're trying to do?
I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
I'm guessing they're not going to sell a lot of it in South Dakota, though.
I doubt it.
They might sell 10 or 12.
I don't think that's their
markers.
Their main demographic.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Guys from South Dakota, no, not high on the list.
There are, I mean, I'll admit, we're a little behind the times when it comes to trends here.
Generally a couple years or so.
No, not necessarily years. I mean, we've had better internet service in this state longer than most places.
Maybe fashion trends, though, usually take a couple years.
Fashion trends, because we're a practical people here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want our stolen internet downloads quicker, so we rolled out faster internet in the schools right away. Like, I had high-speed internet almost as fast as, well, it wasn't quite as fast as we have in our building now, because now we're on fiber and it's crazy fast.
Yeah.
But it was the internet we had before it got bad and we were overusing it. It was that fast in my dorm.
Wow.
At Black Hill State in 2001.
Weird.
Or 2002, whatever year it was.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was fast. Very, very fast.
Wow.
But, you know, when it comes to guys wearing nylons, remember those a couple of years ago, that story? Oh, we got these nylons just for dudes.
Oh, yeah. But wasn't it supposed to help with circulation and stuff?
No, it was all fashion.
Oh, they're not guylons?
No. I'm not wearing guylons.
Guy liner?
I'm not wearing alpha nail polish.
Guy polish?
Or guy liner, unless I'm dressing up as you. That's the only way.
I think you'd look good with guy liner.
What was the description someone gave of me dressed as you the other day?
Was it something regarding a drag queen?
Yeah.
But I don't remember the rest of it.
I don't remember either. And I was like, does that offend you, Mel? Does that offend you?
No, I don't know.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? Morning up to 56 today. It's 39 right now. I was just going through some of the texts and emails here, and I ran across one when we were talking about I would rather shave my head than blank.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was, I would rather shave my head than hear you talk about the Vikings. No offense.
No offense?
Yeah, I never read it like that.
Well, it's like one of those...
I read it like offense, not offense.
It's almost like a trick, like where you say touch your nose, but you're touching your chin when you say touch your nose. Or something like that, you know?
What in the hell are you talking
like
about?
Like a trick. Because they were talking about football and saying offense.
If that tricked you, then...
No, it doesn't trick me. It tricks other people.
Oh, you mean you do the gesture and then say touch your nose.
Yes.
Oh, now I understand.
That's what I was telling...
Well, see, these double meanings, I obviously have issues
over
with.
The head, apparently.
And honestly, we talked about the Vikings today for all of 5 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
No.
They didn't play.
No.
So...
But... In both instances, though, the sentence was correct.
Yeah.
Did not see that one coming whatsoever.
You're like, no offense? I'm like, no offense.
Yeah. Well, I keep hearing about people whining about the offense. I'm like, well, Adrian Peterson's doing pretty good this year.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, no offense. Okay, now I get it.
Because whoever brought that knows that we're Vikings fans, so...
Yeah. So, what are the germiest places in a restaurant? This was on abcnews.com.
Salt and pepper shakers.
They are number 4 on the list.
Okay. Silverware. That shouldn't be. That should be clean.
No.
Ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup bottles, number 9.
Hmm. Hmm. The booth itself or chair.
Number 1,
ah,
the seats.
Yeah.
Number 1. Number 10, germiest thing was salad bar tongs. 9 was ketchup bottles. 8, bathroom faucets. 7, bathroom doorknobs.
Yeah.
6, rims of glasses, which is surprising.
Weird.
Number 5 was the tables. 4 was the salt and pepper shakers. 3, the lemon wedges.
germiest?
I guess. Number two was the menus, which is not surprising. They just kind of wipe them with a wet rag.
Yeah. I don't even know why I didn't think
and
about that one.
And the seats themselves was number one. There was a consumer correspondent from ABC News that went to 10 restaurants in three different states and swabbed samples from surfaces you would find in a restaurant. Now, was her Q-tip when she swabbed the lemon wedges clean?
Mmm. Bum, bum, bum.
Wah, wah. Yeah. I don't know. But how would you like to make 90 grand a year doing nothing but screwing off on the internet?
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's a guy by the name of Kevin Drummond. He lives in Britain.
He wants to hire me?
He has been to over, well, it's not actually screwing off on the internet. He's been to over 10,000 bars, casinos, and other gambling venues to scrounge up money, all the money he can, just by playing trivia games. He has managed to pay for his college degree, wedding, and vacations abroad with these earnings.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll spend up to 10 hours in one spot playing these things.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds very time consuming.
It does. But hey, 90 grand a year, working 10 hours a day, and going to school on top of it. Pretty good.
Wow.
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I would get bored with it after a while.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it. And then pretty soon, weird songs are getting into my head.
Such as.
Damn British guy next to me.
Hello,
I still don't understand how that song got in my head.
I don't know.
Deer hunting.
I don't have an explanation for that one. All the rest of them I have some kind of explanation for you.
Yeah, that one I'm lost to.
I don't know.
We've got Gaga Train on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.